Back here on the Bison Video Blog, our summer video series continues today. I know Kopech always loves talking offensive linemen, and this guy has been a stalwart up front, a four-year starter for 2017 comes around. Pride of Sioux Falls, Austin Kuhnert, who for the third time is moving positions, Kopech. He started at left guard in 2014, was a center for 2 years, and now he'll move to right guard in 2017.
You know, I was a slot back in the day. We should have Big E, he's right behind my shoulder, talk about this guy, because Big E was one of the best offensive linemen in Climax football history. But let's get to Austin Kuhnert. He's got that, I think, attitude.
He is an really angry football player,
and
I believe.
He gets, I don't say the word nasty, but maybe nasty partly affects physical, intense when he gets on the field, and that's what you look for in offensive linemen. Doesn't stop. I mean, that's just a drill right there. But we've seen highlights where a running back will be going to the outside, and this guy will keep going and going and going.
I firmly believe when he came back into the lineup at Iowa, the Bison rushing attack, which was, I would think, was it wasn't great the first two games of last year, Jeff. It changed. The offensive line changed. It got angry. It got tougher when that guy got back in the lineup.
There are those who say the offensive line actually peaked out.
That was their best game
of the season, and part of that was maybe such a tough preseason, talking our pre-conference season, I say it would be more apt to put it. But, you know, they'll have a little different look this year. They'll get more bodies in earlier in the season, so that will help these guys. I think playing, you know, every down and so much, it's such a tough physical league that if you need a game or two where you can maybe rotate some guys.
So let's talk about him moving positions, because I thought he was great at center. But the Bison coaching staff, and specifically Connor Riley, think that Tanner Volson can do the job at center. He is the most experienced guy. It ain't even close up front now with him being a four-year starter. Colin Connor is the only other guy with similar experiences. He started at left tackle last year. Do you imagine, and I think you just kind of tipped your hand, guys are going to move around, that he could play center sometime in 2017?
Perhaps. I mean, he's obviously got that ability to do so. But those three positions are really interchangeable to a degree as far as your physical attributes. You want those guys. You don't need them 6'6 and 300 with long reach. You got some guys who are just flat-out tough. Now, when you talk about Austin Kuhnert, I think his ability is leadership. Now, you want the center makes all the calls.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean you don't have to be a leader. And Austin Kuhnert's a leader up there.
He is, and I think his toughness was something that you saw up front, and I think his versatility
Did he play like broken arms and broken legs, too? Who knows what he's played with?
He's played through a lot of pain, I know, in his 4 years here, and he's a huge contributor. I was stunned he wasn't an all-conference player last year. I know he missed a couple games. That's just surprising me how good he is up front, but I think he's due for a monster 2017. And how inexperienced the line is, that's why he, at least in my mind, why he's so high on our list.
Inexperienced, but maybe not inexperienced. I mean, I'm of the opinion that you lost Plankers and you lost Leckler.
Yep.
I don't think.
And Zach Johnson.
And Zach Johnson. You lost the big three, but I don't think there's going to be a big drop-off. I think the talent's there.
You've mentioned that, yeah.
We'll see if the experience
The talent is there. Can it get to where the experience level is? That's the part that's, I guess, why the non-conference schedule is maybe the way it is, to find out who the starting five are going to be on the offensive line when Missouri Valley play hits on September
30th. It's not Connor Riley's first rodeo as an offensive line coach.
That's Austin Kuhnert, number 4 on our list of the top indispensable players for 2017.